from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. It's the largest fine ever levied for violating the state's campaign finance laws. $1 million against a pair of nonprofits for funneling $11 million into a pair of proposition campaigns last year. The sanctions are expected to be announced later today, levied against the Arizona-based Americans for Responsible Leadership. That group allegedly sent the so-called dark money to the Small Business Action Committee in California. That group used it to fight Prop 30, the tax measure pushed by Governor Jerry Brown, and Prop 32, intended to restrict the use of union dues for political purposes. No comment yet from the nonprofits. When the U.S. Supreme Court struck down part of the Federal Voting Rights Act last June, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote for the majority, quote, "Our country has changed." He was writing about the distance the nation has traveled since the battle over civil rights in the American South first shocked, then compelled the federal government to act. But the fight over civil rights and voting continues to play out across the country. It's simply changed form. Here in California, the fight is over the structure of local elections and how they do or don't deliver fair representation to minority communities. The California Report's L.A. Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas has the story from Palmdale.
After coming face to face with a burglar in his home on the rough outskirts of L.A. about 20 years ago, attorney Richard Loa decided to move his family north, over the San Gabriel Mountains, through the Angeles National Forest, and into a booming little desert town with clean air and cheap real estate.
Located in the high desert, just an hour from Los Angeles, Palmdale is a truly unique community that still embraces the traditional values of a small town. Blue skies.
Our city is a wonderful place to live.
Loa, who runs his law practice out of a well-manicured bungalow along Palmdale's busiest main drag, is also running for city council.
We have worked really hard in Palmdale to present the best image for our city. And now we have this. And I'm not sure that this really reflects positively on our city. And that saddens me.
This is a decision last month by a Superior Court judge to cancel Palmdale's November 5th election because the city was in violation of the California Voting Rights Act. Judge Mark Mooney said Palmdale's at-large elections put minority candidates and voters at a disadvantage. The judge essentially put a moratorium on all future local elections until a new system is in place. It would likely mean a shift to district-style elections where candidates run in defined geographic areas rather than campaigning across the entire city as they do now. Palmdale appealed the judge's order, and now the election is back on, with one big caveat. Efrain Escobedo of the L.A. County Registrar's Office explains.
We will hold the election, secure the ballots, process those ballots, deliver the results to the city, and they're not to certify those results. And in other words, they will not be seating new council members.
Final results could be tied up for weeks or even tossed out entirely if the Superior Court ruling stands. That's left a handful of candidates running for city council and the mayor's office deeply frustrated, including the mayor himself, Jim Ledford.
It creates confusion. Our residents are confused. I mean, we're spending money to run our election, but, you know, what if it's called off? Who's going to make me whole? Who's going to make our city whole?
Palmdale vows to fend off the challenge in court. The city argues that Latinos and African Americans can have a lot of influence at the ballot box because they make up the majority of Palmdale's registered voters. And unlike in some cities, says Ledford, their presence is felt across the city.
When you look at a city like Palmdale, one of the most integrated cities in America, we don't have enclaves. Like City of L.A., you can go to these enclaves and get great food, great culture. Palmdale, it's total integration.
Several other California cities facing similar challenges over the California Voting Rights Act include Anaheim, Modesto, and Compton have made the switch to district-style elections. Attorney Rex Paris represents Palmdale residents in the voting rights dispute.
Every single one of these cases has resulted in districting or a different form of voting. The appellate courts have ruled on this law and said it was valid. I keep telling people, it is not a good thing that this city is run by a bunch of old, fat, rich white guys.
Paris includes himself in that colorful description. He's not fat, but he's white, wealthy, and twice been elected the mayor of Lancaster, Palmdale's neighbor and rival to the north. Paris won the mayor's office under an at-large system, the same kind he says Palmdale should abandon. But unlike Palmdale, Lancaster has a track record of putting minority candidates in office. Palmdale has elected just one Latino council member in its 51-year history, Richard Loa, the lawyer you heard at the beginning of this story. He served one term. Now he hopes to win again. Loa opposes a change to district elections.
Because of the pattern of demographic growth for Latinos in this city, at some point in time, they truly will be the dominant force here. And at-large elections will probably yield Latinos getting elected to the city council anyway.
Latinos may not be the dominant political force, but they do make up more than half of Palmdale's 160,000 residents.
But we don't have the support of anybody.
Local radio personality and community activist Lilia Galindo says Latinos are more likely to get the support they lack from council members who live in the same neighborhood as those who voted for them, something more likely to happen under district elections.
Maybe we don't have right now the Latino person that we want, but there are other people that could represent us better. To me, I feel like if we are invisible.
Galindo and other residents also worry that the city will drag out the voting rights dispute with costly appeals. That would mean whoever is elected to local office on November 5th won't be sworn in until a court can determine how Palmdale should manage its own elections. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Palmdale.
And finally, eight states, including California, are banding together to get more electric cars on the road. The goal is to have 3.3 million zero-emission vehicles, or ZEVs, on the road by 2025. California has a head start on the rest of the country, with 50,000 ZEVs already. Dave Cleggern is with the California Air Resources Board.
This agreement by the states makes it easier for more people to own and operate these vehicles, which are very clean and will help us with our greenhouse gas emission reduction goals overall.
California already has a rebate program in place, and lawmakers just extended it. The multi-state pact could include multi-state standards for things like charging stations and possibly new incentives for buyers. That's the California Report for Thursday, October 24th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. URS, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical support to public agencies and private companies. URS.com. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.